Red Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 75th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm so pleased to be joined by filmmaker Errol Morris. Lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm glad to be here.
So, and you're presenting your latest film, American Dharma. The first question is kind of just, you know, to just try to understand why a documentary on Steve Bannon. I think I read that you wanted to try to understand him. Is that correct? And do you feel like you understood him by the end of it? You understand him now in a way?
I just didn't want to be sitting on my hands through the midterm elections in 2020. I wanted to weigh in some way what's going on in America. Mm. You may have read that there are bad things going on in my country.
I think I read something about that, yeah.
It's been in the newspapers occasionally.
Occasionally.
And I felt I should do something. I should, at least for myself, come to a better understanding of what's going on. What in hell is going on?
Right.
You know?
And what is going on?
Very, very bad things. And how did it happen? Why did it happen? Many people in the United States, particularly Democrats, have leaned towards Russian conspiracies and so on and so forth, as if this couldn't have possibly happened without some kind of intervention. And maybe there were interventions by the Russians, etc. But I wanted to understand it better. I wanted to understand the role that Bannon had played in the 2016 election. And I wanted to understand what he's doing now. He's all over Europe. I mean, you read about him endlessly, whether it's Brexit or meetings with various ultra-right-wing leaders across Europe, the desire to destroy the European Union, the European currency, NATO, and on and on and on and on. If the idea is you just ignore it and it will go away, poof, I'm not looking at it, it will vanish, is a kind of ostrich mentality. I'll stick my head in a hole in the ground, and since I see no danger, there is no danger. Well, wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. There is danger. And it is important for each and every one of us to understand the nature of that danger and what is going on and to figure out how to do something about it.
And also, like, well, I mean, how would you do something about it? He seems to be so much of a draw for the media itself. Like, they just, people click on whatever statement he makes in the article written about that.
He's catnip for journalists.
So when you have that, in a way, even if it's critical of him, it's still on his side, right?
This I don't know. I don't know what happens next in our strange internet world. Yeah. Is he clickbait? Oh, yeah. Is Trump clickbait? You betcha.
Oh, yeah.
And does clickbait in the end win? Because something is clickbait, are we not to reason or discuss or investigate? I would think it becomes even more important.
Would you say Bannon is a revolutionary?
No.
Okay. Well, what does revolutionary mean?
Whatever it means, he ain't one.
Are you a revolutionary?
I'd like the world to be a better place, and I have my own ideas about what would make the world a better place. I hate the idea. I would say I despise the idea, at least as expressed by Stephen Bannon, about national populism. National populism. Boy, oh boy. So what is the nature of this populism when you're working for someone like Donald Trump? Is it tax breaks for the rich? Is that populism? Maybe not. Beating up on Hispanics, on Jews, on African Americans? Is that populism? No. It has another name. It's called racism.
Right. There's already a word for it.
There's already a word for it.
Yeah.
In American Dharma, I confront Bannon and I say to him, you know, this doesn't seem to me to be a program for the people at all. That there is, and this is being polite, there's an inherent contradiction at the heart of what you're saying. If you were to be less kind, you would say there's an inherent lie at the heart of what you're saying.
But it seems to work.
I don't know. Does it really work? We shall see.
We shall see.
And it only works if no one pushes back, if everyone remains silent, if there's no investigation, no discussion. There has to be discussion. There has to be pushback. And I am proud to be part of it.
Do you think Bannon likes this film?
He told me he did.
Well, he likes films.
Well, for whatever reason, it might not have been the review that I was looking for, but I'm perfectly happy to have it.
On that note, I thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.